This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Election Day 2014 is in the history books. And now for the five new members of Michigan's congressional delegation, it's time to learn exactly what happens next. It's freshman orientation time for our representatives-elect. Cheryl Gay Stolberg explored what all of this is like in a recent piece for the New York Times. Cheryl, what's happening for these Capitol Hill newbies kind of reminds me of going with my daughter to her freshman orientation at Michigan State.
Well, you know, going to Congress is a lot like going to college, especially for people who haven't had experience in Washington before. So you've got to look for housing. You've got to get office space. There's a lottery for that on Capitol Hill. You need to find a new staff. You need to make new friends. There's a freshman orientation. Yeah, it is a lot like going to college.
Even the class picture.
The class picture, exactly.
It has to be jarring for these Capitol Hill newbies to suddenly switch gears from all the long months of fundraising and campaigning and then suddenly trying to figure out where you're going to live and hoping you get a decent office and committee assignment.
You know, it really is. I talked to one new lawmaker coming in from Arizona. He arrived in Washington. He lives in Phoenix. He started looking around for an apartment, discovered very quickly that it costs $1,900 a month to rent a 400-foot studio on Capitol Hill, and thought, oh my goodness, you know, what am I going to do? Some of them are trying to find roommates. They want to hook up with other members of Congress, new members, to see if they can maybe share housing costs. You know, some members of Congress sleep on their couches.
You know, I've heard that. That's true, huh?
It is true. It's a lot cheaper than renting a 400-foot studio for $1,900 a month.
It makes you wonder if some kind of across-the-aisle diplomacy might happen, you know, sitting there sharing your little studio with somebody irrespective of party affiliation.
Well, I think that kind of happened a little bit more in the old days. In fact, years ago, Senator Ted Stevens told me a great story. He was a long-serving Republican from Alaska and told me how years ago he and Hubert Humphrey, the Democrat, would drive to the Capitol together from their homes in suburban Maryland. They'd leave their wives behind with a car because the wives had the kids, and they'd carpool in across party lines. Sadly, that doesn't happen so much in Washington anymore. And while the freshman orientation that these newbies are experiencing now is bipartisan for learning about things like how to manage your office and how to hire staff and what are the ethics rules, there are also a lot of events that occur just within the parties. And the parties do kind of stick to themselves.
What do you say the biggest shocks that these rookie lawmakers are going to go through?
Frankly, I think one of the biggest shocks for a lot of them is just going to be how difficult it is to get anything done in Washington. And that's kind of a sad part of this freshman orientation. A lot of newbies come here and they really have high hopes. They think, you know, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to be the one that works across party lines. Everybody comes fresh off a tough election campaign. They're excited. It's new. It's something different. And they want to do their best. And then they learn pretty quickly that Washington is kind of a tough place and kind of a nasty place and a place where partisanship reigns. So I think that's kind of one of the downsides. But along the more personal lines, a big shock, I think, is the office space. Mm-hmm. Office space is at a premium on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers go through a lottery to pick their offices. One of them told me he thought maybe the worst office space could be in the basement of the House Longworth building. That's one of the office buildings in the Capitol complex. And then he discovered that there was actually even a worse place than the Longworth basement, and that is the fifth floor of the Cannon House office building. That fifth floor was carved out of an attic, and only a few elevators actually go to the fifth floor. It's actually really hard to get there. So I think that might be a shock, too, especially if some of them have had spacious offices at home.
You know, it's interesting, as you describe this, the kind of bump back to reality once they're sworn in and they start working, that perhaps that shiny, happy picture we just saw, the class picture of all the freshmen, could be their happiest moment.
Well, it might be. It could be all downhill from here. I don't know. For some of them, though, it is really awe-inspiring. And I think we kind of have to remember that this is a place, Washington is a place, where we see American democracy in action. And for all of its warts and all of the problems and all the nasty partisanship, these new members are still walking into the United States Capitol, in my view, the most beautiful building in Washington with its soaring rotunda, the wonderful statues, the incredible history. This is a place where, you know, great men and women of our nation have passed through, great speeches have been delivered. So there is, in these early days, also something very awe-inspiring. And, you know, one of your Michigan lawmakers, Representative Candace Miller, runs the House Committee on Administration, and that's the committee that runs the freshman orientation. And she was telling me that she intended to say to these freshmen that there was something really beautiful about our democracy, that the Founding Fathers recognized that lawmakers could leave and they're replaced would come in and it would all happen peacefully, and that there's something really to treasure about that. So this is also kind of a moment for remembering that and kind of cherishing that history that we have.
Cheryl, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Cheryl Gay Stolberg's story in the New York Times is After Victory Laps, Settling In as Rookies.